All right, folks, welcome back. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that, believe it or not, affects not just dancers, but pretty much anyone who values movement and stability. Yes, we're talking about managing pain and injuries, especially through the lens of dance. And hey, if you're not a dancer, don't click away just yet. There's a treasure trove of info here, so stick around. You might be thinking, why would I care about dancer injuries? Well, it's all about mobility, and that affects us all. So let's jump in.
That sounds super interesting. But I mean, aren't dancer injuries like just for ballerinas? Laughs.
Actually, that's a common misconception. While ballet is a great example, think of those dancers en pointe, balancing on their toes, which puts incredible stress on their feet. But injuries can happen in any sport or physical activity. Whether you're running, skating, or just living your day-to-day life, knowing about these injuries can be helpful.
Right, so you're saying every sport has its own set of injuries? Like how football players get concussions and wrestlers might have joint issues?
Exactly. And in dance, especially ballet, we see really specific challenges. For instance, en pointe, dancers need foot stability and strength. If there's muscle weakness or poor alignment, they can easily face ankle sprains or even more severe injuries. You know, it's fascinating how the body works or doesn't work during these intense physical activities.
Wow, that's wild. I never thought about the foot muscles like that. Can you give me an example of a common injury? Laughs.
Sure. One common injury is a herniated disc. Picture this. A dancer lifts their leg high while performing a grand jeté, but if they haven't properly warmed up or if their technique isn't sound, it can put unnecessary pressure on the spine. It's like trying to jam a square peg into a round hole. Eventually, something's gotta give, right?
Yeah. That must be so painful. Do you think injuries like that are more prominent in young dancers compared to professional ones?
Great question. Yes, younger dancers can be particularly vulnerable. Their bodies are still developing, and they often push themselves to keep up with older, more experienced dancers. Sometimes, they might not be aware of their own limits. You know, it's like when you see kids trying to lift heavy weights at the gym. They think they can, but their muscles aren't quite ready for that kind of strain.
Haha. Oh man, that's like me trying to impress my friends with weightlifting. Almost ended up in the emergency room. So, how do people even manage these types of injuries in the first place? Laughs.
That's where a multidisciplinary approach comes in. We're talking about physical therapists, osteopaths, maybe even coaches who specialize in dance. They can help with injury prevention, assessment, and rehabilitation. For instance, if someone has a ligament tear, fast intervention is crucial. They might use orthotics or, even better, a customized pair of pointed shoes designed to relieve pressure on specific areas.
Oh, wow. Customized shoes? Like, do they measure your feet and stuff?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating process. Think about it. Every dancer's foot is different, just as every individual's gait is unique. If those shoes aren't right, they can actually contribute to injuries rather than help prevent them. It's like wearing bad running shoes for a marathon. You're just asking for trouble with every step.
Whoa, so it's kind of like a puzzle that you have to piece together. If one part is off, the whole thing can crash. Laughs.
Exactly. And emphasizing the importance of a holistic approach to dancer health can really support not just performance, but overall wellness, like integrating nutrition, proper warm-up protocols, and mental well-being.
Mental well-being, how does that factor into injuries in dancers?
Great point. Mental health plays a significant role. Stress and anxiety can lead to tight muscles and decreased focus, which in turn makes them more prone to injury. Think about it. A dancer who's nervous about an upcoming performance might rush through their routine, neglecting proper technique.
That's kind of crazy. So ensuring they're mentally prepared is just as important as having strong physical health?
Absolutely. It's like being on stage and forgetting your lines. You stumble, and things can spiral fast. Oh, and let me tell you, there's so much research out there, and I'm excited to share these specialized resources so anyone interested in dancer health can explore further.
Wow, so this has applications outside of just dance. It really connects to the bigger picture of how we all move and take care of ourselves, huh? Laughs.
Exactly right. It's a web of interconnectedness, and we all play a part in it. Understanding these issues can lead to better practices for everyone, whether you're a dancer, an athlete, or just a regular person trying to stay active.
All right, I'm excited to learn more. Let's go down this rabbit hole together. Laughs.
Fantastic! All that interconnectedness really does make for an exciting journey when it comes to understanding movement and health.
You got me hooked. Can't wait to dive deeper into all the fascinating aspects.